Hey guys, good to see you again, hear from you again, talk to you again. So this is a tale of two signatures, and everything I'm going to tell you about right now is just too crazy and exciting to even totally comprehend, but it's been a while since I've had a chance to talk to you, and here's why. Okay, let me just dive right in. So a few weekends ago, in a nutshell, I spent the weekend, editing Finding Florida Podcasts episode 18C. So this tells you about where we were. It's about 3 weeks ago. And then Glenn was in town and we did a lot of planning, business planning for Florida Podcast Network, which was great. I also produced two episodes for Horse Radio Network. We did more FPN planning, prep for the last Palm Beach Podcasters meetup, which was like a kickoff. More FPN planning. I also restored a client's broken website video and did more FPN planning. It was a crazy, crazy, crazy weekend, but it was all leading up to some amazing things. So let's see what else. I also upgraded a client's website security. I took Jordan to a kid's birthday party and recovered from the migraine that ensued. I had an awesome call with my mentee Izzy from Reporting Live Podcast. It was great. And just with more and more FPN planning, I was setting in motion and setting things in place for what was to come. All right. So we had a newspaper article come out about Florida Podcast Network, which was so exciting. It was in, it was in the Fort Myers Beach Observer. And it was all about our Finding Florida adventure, our 19th adventure coming up there. And then there was also an article that came out of the Island Sandpaper, same thing, all about our 19th Finding Florida adventure coming to Fort Myers Beach with Freedom RVing. So fun. And in the midst of all that, this television news story that we had been waiting on pins and needles to come out from Fox 13 in Tampa, that was released. So that was exciting because that featured Glenn and I. We were talking a bit in there about podcasting space and how it was exploding and everyone's interested in it. And then, of course, I held Paul and I held the Palm Beach Podcasters kickoff meetup at Venture X in Palm Beach Gardens. So it was great. So Palm Beach Podcasters, I had such a terrible time with it the first year or so that I've tried to do it. So we never had a consistent space. Well, Paul hooked us up with an awesome deal at Venture X, so now we had a really, really great space to rely on. So all of these things were kind of happening. By the way, if you go to floridapodcastnetwork.com, you want to see either the Fort Myers Beach Observer or the Island Sandpaper article or us on Fox 13, it's all there under the news section, so you can find it there for yourselves. So it was a very, very, very busy time, and through all of this, I was laying a foundation and trying to also recover from migraines. So that's why I wasn't able to record anything for quite a bit. I kind of had to prioritize things very strictly. So since then, however, Glenn and I have been on the 19th adventure, like I was mentioning, and what was really, really cool. Okay, so this is the first milestone I'm going to talk about. First really, really cool thing I'm going to talk about. The end of this 19th adventure in Fort Myers Beach landed us on our sister show, Beach Talk Radio. So Beach Talk Radio, they broadcast every Saturday live from on Facebook from Pete's Timeout right there on the beach in Fort Myers Beach. And it's a really awesome program, and they've been our sister show for several months now. So what was awesome was this was the first time that one show, i.e. Finding Florida, crossed over and was a guest on another show, i.e. Beach Talk Radio. So it was the first time we've had a melding of shows on this thing, the Florida Podcast Network, that I've been working so hard to put together and build. So that was really, really awesome. And in the midst of that, shortly following that, after I got home from all of that, it was also, by the way, really fun because Jordan actually came on that trip. So this is the first time that I've had him along on one of our Finding Florida adventures. And in doing so, he did such a great job helping us out that he got his own little promotion. He's now the executive producer of Finding Florida, a job that comes with very few responsibilities and no paycheck. But hey, whatever. It's great. So that's another milestone that we hit with the show and with the network. But then after, I didn't realize how much I was going to have to put my big curl panties on and really like flesh out my business chops, because after the Palm Beach Podcasters meetup, the kickoff, after getting back from this 19th adventure, I had so many things flying into my inbox that it just was almost hard to keep up. And I had to do some serious negotiating and serious finagling of my business acumen and business chops to do what I ended up doing after that. So I got reached out by a gentleman at the Florida Beer Blog. His name is Dave Butler, and he's been doing the Florida Beer Blog for about 5 years. And if you've been paying any attention whatsoever to my career as a podcaster, especially since putting together Florida Podcast Network, I've been wanting to do a craft beer show on that network since day one. And I have some news coming up that we're going to announce soon, but the news of the day is that Dave Butler reached out, and what was awesome was he wanted to be a roaming reporter for Finding Florida. So we negotiated and got him on Finding Florida as a roaming reporter. And if you listen to episode 19A, which just came out today actually, then you'll hear his debut as a Finding Florida roaming reporter. And he actually covered a beer fest at Deerfield Beach for us, and it was awesome. It was called Oceans, and he did a great job talking to various local brewers like Saltwater, for example, who you may know from my Curve the Cube days. So that was really great. So it was awesome to have that happen. I finally have someone in the craft beer, in the beer space in Florida, involved with the Florida Podcast Network. So yay. And like I said, a huge, even bigger announcement involving Dave is coming in the pipe. So stay tuned for that. And the second thing that I had to put my big girl panties on for isn't Florida Podcast Network related, but I had this client again. Big news coming in this minute. Well, I'll drop the actual name, but I had this client who was supposed to be just a website client for Flintstone Media. And he came about because he had a podcast and a business and websites and all of that, and he was kind of needing to move from the person who was currently handling everything, and he found someone to handle the podcasting stuff before he came across me. So in looking for someone to handle the website stuff, he heard from a mutual friend that I could do that, so he became a website client of mine. Well, in future negotiating conversations we've had, he realized just how much I know about podcasts and podcasting. And he's always had a vision of building his own podcast network. And he didn't realize how much experience I have doing just that. So his mind was sufficiently blown, people. And I now have a signature from this guy sealing him in to build a network for him. I am so excited, because what this means is not only, instead of, you know, I was thinking I would be scaling my business in terms of Florida Podcast Network, you know, building Florida Podcast Network and then duplicating that program perhaps in different states. So, you know, an Arizona Podcast Network or whatever. This is a little different now. This is a different spin. Instead of being focused on geo-local podcasting, now it's more general. I can be known, guys. I can build myself a reputation in this podcasting industry as someone who is an architect of podcast networks. This is huge in terms of my ability to scale Flintstone Media. So now with this opportunity, as long as I don't screw it up, which I won't, I'm going to build this reputation for myself. And I cannot tell you how excited I am, because now not only am I producer with Horse Radio Network, which is where I got my start, so major kudos to Glenn and the team there, Also, I've been working so hard to build Florida Podcast Network, and big things are happening there. As I told you, new signature, new rooming reporter, Finding Florida. But also, now I have a new signature. So I told you, Taylor, two signatures. New signature that expands Flintstone Media and the business for me, for myself there. So, mind blown! It's taken a lot of work, but I'm very excited. So that's just total awesomeness. And that's just not even the end of the good news. So I got this good news. If you remember, I was a guest on a local podcast called The Shrimp Tank. It's a podcast out here in Boca Raton, all about local entrepreneurs. They had me on a few months ago. Well, they had a gift card winning thing, and I won one. So I went to go meet the guys from the Shrimp Tank for dinner at Kapow, a local awesome restaurant called Kapow Noodle Bar. And I got news of the signatures coming into my inbox literally as I was sitting down for dinner with my friends. So that was another highlight of my day, dinner with friends, getting signatures in the email. Can't get anything better than that. Another awesome thing is that I gained perhaps a new podcast client, single podcast, independent podcaster. And it's interesting. I won't drop names again until anything's official, but she is doing, let's just say she's a bit mystical. She has an extra sense about her and has already told me that I have a blue aura, apparently. So that's very interesting. So I can't wait to tell you all about this new podcast client that I'm securing right now. And also that I am proudest most of my son, Jordan. So Jordan just finished first grade. So proud of him. And he just transitioned in Boy Scouts from a tiger to a wolf. So yay. So with that, thank you. There's so many updates. I've been wanting to tell you all about it. I know I kind of skimmed the surface of everything, but basically what it means is the future is bright. I gotta get some shades. I am planning for it big time. I actually growed up a little bit. Instead of taking all of the tasks and random things and responsibilities that I have and just creating a long, exhaustive list in my phone, in my notepad in my phone, now I've graduated to using a fully fledged adult project management tool called Hive that is helping me keep my head from spinning and keeping me organized. So shout out to the people at Hive. Your tool is amazing and exactly what I've been looking for. So thank you. This was not a paid promotion, but I will happily accept their dollars in the future. And just let you know that all of this planning and all of this scaling up means that now I'm gonna have to hire someone for the first time. So I've had support with the website side of my business. I have a great development team and design team there. But this is gonna be the first time I've had to hire someone to support the podcasting side of my business. So I am going to be looking soon to fill an admin and editing and producer role. So look for news on that front in the next few months. That's very, very exciting. And also, speaking of the next few months, believe it or not, and I say that because I know from firsthand experience, I'm still shocking people, but believe it or not, I'm about to turn the big 4-0. So I'm going to be planning something huge and exciting for my 40th birthday. I hope everybody who's listening will be a part of it. So please stay tuned. Follow everything on Flintstone Media's social media feed. So you can look it up literally as Flintstone Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. Also, you can look up Flintstone Media in LinkedIn. You can look me up personally on all the things. And I hope that you're finding all of the shows on Florida Podcast Network at floridapodcastnetwork.com. If you are a local podcaster or interested in being a local podcaster, you can hire me and my services at flintstonemedia.com. Or come join us at the next meetup with the Palm Beach Podcasters at palmbeachpodcasters.com. And with that, I'll say I hope you're enjoying all of the podcasts that I put out. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I've been doing this now since 2014, and I hope I keep getting a little bit better each time. But most importantly, thank you for your support. It's people like you who are allowing me to keep going and feel like the wind is still in my sails. So thank you so much. for listening to this, The Tale of Two Signatures. And I can't wait to bring you the tale of several more. Thanks, guys.